That's us my lunch, I'll hock it up.
Well, what's the question?
Thursday, Parshas Vayeshev. Thursday, Parshas Vayeshev, Shir Chav Zion.
Okay, Rabbi Side, there's a lot to say over here in the sugya. This is a huge sugya. Wow. So, Beis Hashem, we're going to try to make some clarity, some seder in the sugya. We're not gonna hit the main machlokes, this huge machlokes, which we gave in the Maror Mekoymis, the Bikuri Reuven Shapansky. Hopefully, we might just touch that a little bit and get back to it on Sunday. But let's try to make seder in the sugya over here. We're saying, my machmas oinis, what's the oinis that's going on over here? Why are you having to get married early? Says the Gemara, the reason is because, Kinatanya. The Rashba learns it means any of those three. Any one of those three is enough reasons. Oi, oi, ktani. Yeah, any of those three. What do any of those three amount to? Hefsid. Any of those three are good. The Rambam clearly doesn't learn that because the Rambam says actually two of them, it doesn't even mention the third one. The Rambam says two, which we said maybe the Rambam really means three also. It's just he's just being miramis to the third one. But it seems to me you need all of them. Rashi said similar to the Rambam, but different. Rashi says all three of them are hefsid, but I would have thought that one of them is not. So Rashi seems to say you need a collective hefsid of all three of them. Al karpanim, you have this hefsid. Pitoy afitim chetavuch v'yeno mazuk. Umeis aviv shel chasan o ima shel kala. Why does it dafka aviv shel chasan o ima shel kala? What about if it's ima shel chasan? What would be then? Then you do not push off. You do not push off the avelus. Do not push off the avelus. Only if it's imai, or yeah, only it's imai shel chasan. Do you push? Why? Because then it's lekaman de tarach lehu. This because only then what happens? I don't understand. But all the food is all going to go down the drain. It's already tivcho tavuch yeno mazuk. It's already pitoy afoy. So why is it that if meis imay shel chasin, we do the avelis first? You're going to lose all your money.
She's not going to take care of it anyways afterwards.
What?
It's about the loss of money. It's about having a nice wedding.
In other words, you lose your money. You won't be able to sell it. Let's say you can't sell it. You lose the money. Zol Zayin, you lost the money. So what? No.
Do it again.
You do it again. But if the person that died is the father's father, then what? The chassan's father, then what? You're not going to do it again. Because there's no one to take care of it. Why can't he take care of himself? Because I guess this is the norm. The norm is that your father gets helped out by the chassan gets helped out by his father. It's normal. That's what it seems like. What would be if it was meis aviv shel chassan and it was not pitoy afoy? And it was not tivchoy tavuach? And it was not yeno mazug? What would be then? What? In other words, then we wouldn't wait. Why wouldn't we wait?
Because it hasn't prepared it yet. So, like, either way,
who cares if it's next week or not?
Because it has, because I wouldn't say it hasn't prepared yet. I would say, because then there's no hefsid. Or there's not enough of a hefsid. So it seems like we need two things. We need that there's going to be a loss of money, and there's no one to take care of it later. That's what it seems like. You need both of these components. What? That's a very good point. It's a very what about the tachshitin, whatever that means, the tachshitin. I don't think tachshitin means jewelry.
Clothes.
I think it means the henna. The henna. I think that's what it's called, right? When the Sephardim make they do all their they do a lot of makeup. All the makeup. So that's what it means, tachshitin, the beautifying. Al kopanim, it's a good question, I have to get back to that. So, what happens if meis avi shel chasan v'ima shel kala machnisan esa meis l'cheder v'esa chasan esa kala l'chupa boil bilas mitzvah? Basically, we asked a bunch of questions, I want to go over them and ask one more question. What is going on over here? Okay, we had a few different questions. One question is, How can you be boil? If an oval is usher and tashmish shamita, lechayra also a oinin is usher and tashmish shamita lechura. So how could you be boil bilas mitzvah? But lechayra it's an oinin is usher. So we said three terutzim. One terutz which we said quickly at the end is the Rambam maybe holds that oinin is not usher and tashmish shamita. Okay, maybe not. Maybe oinin is tashmish is only for oval. It's not mafurish. We said another terutz. We said that maybe over here it's called your nisayish milakoyvroy. He was already gave up on burying him, and therefore he doesn't have a din oinin. We mentioned the Marami Wittenberg. I checked it up last night. 7 years his body wasn't buried. Shem Yirachim. 7 years his body was in jail until they finally buried him in Worms, Germany. Akopanim. What? His family's not going to be oinins for 7 years. Once the Nisayish Milokoivroy, so they're not an Oinin anymore. But we had a problem with that, because what happens once you're Nisayish Milokoivroy? What do you become? You become an Ovel. So why over here? His Kavu Chaimer shouldn't be able to be Boil Basement. So we said, it's Nisayish Lashah. It's like this Yish Lashah. I'm not doing it now. I know I'm going to do it later. So I'm out of being Oinin, but I'm not yet into being Ovel. Because the Avelis is where I'm like, there's closure. There's no closure, because I know I'm still going to bury him afterwards. That's one Pshat. What? He's nothing. That's why he can be boiled bilas mitzvah. Because he's nothing. He's in between. He's not a nishkin oinin, and he's parif. Nishkin oinin and nishkin ovel, not milchiks, not fleshiks. He's parif. So Rabbeinu Yoina said another pshat. Said Rabbeinu Yoina, ein achanami really under normal circumstances in oinin is aser and tashmish amita. But over here, because it's bilas mitzvah, we made an exception. We said an afkamina would be, according to the pshat, that he's right now still not. According to the pshat, where it's we made an exception, it's only for bias mitzvah we made an exception. Or if the pshat is that right now he's not an oinin and he's not a avel, so then the chayra, lots of everything is going to be mutter for him. He'd be allowed to take a shower, get a haircut. He's no ilchus avelus. Mashenkin, according to the Rabbeinu Yoina, no, he has ilchus avelus. We're just being matter one thing. He's an oinin. It's just we're matter one thing. The one thing is bias mitzvah.
If he's a full blown avel, then the mitzvah still he can still do the mitzvah or no? Or just by oinin.
Well, that we'll see in Tosfos maybe. Okay. Now we have another question, my friend. The other question is, I have another reason why lechayra an oinin can't do bias mitzvah, because an oinin's not allowed to do mitzvahs. Forget about the fact that tashmish amita is not allowed to do because of inuyim. He's not allowed to wear shoes. Tashmish amita, whatever it is. Well, oinin doesn't have din shoes because he has to go bury. But whatever. But an oinin doesn't do mitzvahs. And what is he doing right now? Boil bilas mitzvah. How's he boil bilas mitzvah? He's not allowed to do mitzvahs. So this question, the Chashuk Echemed brings this kasha we gave out yesterday in the Mar Makoymes. And he brings an answer from the Machane Chaim. The kasha is from the Marashal. He brings an answer from the Machane Chaim, the following teretz. He says, I'll tell you how it could be boiled. Because we all know that it's brought down that ein isha misaberes mi bia rishayna. A woman doesn't become pregnant from the first bia. So really, is she going to? Is this a mitzvah of peru or revu? In order, if he's the first, the bia rishayna, is there going to be peru revu from the bia rishayna? No, she can't become pregnant. So elamai, but it's going to facilitate a second bia, which maybe she got children in the second bia. So really, it's only a hechsher mitzvah. It's not really a mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah. Because she can't be nisaber from the Bir Rishayna. It's not called a mitzvah.
Part of the mitzvah.
What? Bir Rishayna and the second Bir? Because this Bir right now with no chance of being Mekayim Peru Revu.
Yeah, but there will
so therefore, it's just the Hechsher mitzvah. It's a Hechsher mitzvah.
If you need it there, then it's part of the same mitzvah.
That's a Hechsher mitzvah. It's not the Maisa mitzvah.
Maisa mitzvah, it becomes part of the mitzvah. In fact, you need it.
It doesn't become part of the mitzvah. In order to build a sukkah, I have to chop wood. The chopping wood becomes part of the mitzvah. It's the Hechsher mitzvah. What? No, because over there, this bia is what's the mitzvah is to do what's going to bring you peru revu. So if you don't have children, then achanam, it's not really be mekayim the mitzvah.
Before, is that like we said, like
that's a hechsher.
Even though it's a
hechsher,
it's a mitzvah.
Oh, so Shaili's is hechsher a problem? Is who said hechsher? You don't have the hechsher is also a mitzvah.
Yeah, but
right? So I don't know. Can an Einan be involved in Hechsher Mitzvah?
Before he was an Einan. Before he was an Einan, he was involved in Shaktu, he was involved in creating the Chasma.
Okay.
So until he gets to the Bia, so it's one long Maisa Mitzvah.
It's not. Hechsher Mitzvah is not a Maisa Mitzvah. I don't think. I mean, that might depend on. We spoke about it over there in Sukkah about going to learn Torah. It might depend on how Hechsher Mitzvah Patim Mitzvah works exactly. What?
So
the Chasan Astir did a mitzvah, right? Right.
But there is still a possibility. There is still a possibility of Puru Ruh on the first one.
He's assuming not. Yeah.
Can't mitzvah say no?
What?
Won't be mitzvah say no?
Won't be mitzvahs oina. It's I don't know if that's a, it's a chiyuv. I'm not sure if that's a getter of a mitzvah. I'm not sure, but that's what he says. Rabbi said I was asking good questions. However, he brings that it says it's not clear that there's a difference between isik mitzvah gutfa and achana la mitzvah. The ma'aseh what you're doing is mitzvah related. So the Cheshek Shlom is not happy with the Teretz. I'm sorry, the Cheshuk Yechemet. I would like to suggest a different Teretz. And I have another problem with it. Is I think that the Gemara chose a very, very bad language if the Gemara wants to say it's not a mitzvah. What does the Gemara call it? B.S. mitzvah. I mean, that's like really rough. You're telling me, oh, it's not, don't worry, you can do it because it's not a mitzvah. So why are you calling it B.S. mitzvah? They should call it B.S. Hechsher mitzvah at best, but it's like a bad choice of words. L'chayra. Akopanim, I was thinking something else. I was thinking the following thing. This, that, an oinein is not allowed to do mitzvahs. Is the pshat that an oinein is like, the oinein has to avoid mitzvahs at all costs? Or an oinein is not allowed to engage in ruchnias? Is that an oinein has to avoid mitzvahs at all costs? It's not any, what's my nafka? My nafka is as follows. Let's say a person is an oinein the night of the Seder. Is he allowed to eat matzah? Is he allowed to eat matzah?
Yeah, because he can't eat bread.
Well, he can't eat bread. So does he have to avoid eating matzah? Does he have to say, okay, I'm not eating matzah because matzah is a mitzvah, so I have to only eat potatoes? Or if this is the thing that Grata the Torah made the food that you're eating into a mitzvah, so I don't have to avoid eating food. Shaking a lulav, it's only a mitzvah. It's nothing other than a mitzvah. So an einen doesn't do mitzvahs. But a bias mitzvah is it is a mitzvah. But a man and even goyim do bia, and they and people husbands and wives live together regardless of whether it's a mitzvah or it's not a mitzvah. Grada, it's a mitzvah. But that means that an oinen has to avoid it. It can't live a regular life. An oinen can't go out of his way to do a mitzvah. But if something happens to be a mitzvah, then we're not going to stop him. So this happens to be a mitzvah. It's not a problem. An oinein can't make a bracha. Why? Because the only reason I'm making a bracha is because it's a mitzvah. I don't have any other reason to do it. But can he eat? Let's say there's someone has maaser sheni. Is an oinein allowed to eat maaser sheni? I'm hungry. What? You tell me I can't eat it because it happens to be a mitzvah? I'm eating.
Make him take off his tzitzis?
Do we make him take off his tzitzis? I don't think so. I don't think so. I don't think so.
If
he has children, it's not a mitzvah at all.
I'm saying, but even if she's a chalutz or something.
You're saying because there's already both. They know if it's not be a rishayna. Yeah, yeah.
I he has to avoid all mitzvahs. Yeah. He's avoiding he, by putting the mace into the cheder is what's. It's not that he's not that it's happening the bias mitzvah. He's putting the mace in the cheder, so he's bedavka not avoiding the mitzvah. You can't say it's avoiding the mitzvah by putting the mace into the cheder.
Okay, Rabbi Yisai, I'll call upon him. We have a third question. The first question was, how can he do Tashmish? I was not allowed to do Tashmish. The second question is, how can he do Tashmish? I was not allowed to do a mitzvah. The third question is, why are we doing this? What's the point of doing this? What's the reason? Why do we need the Avel to do a Bia? Well, like, why don't we just... How can he? We got it. Okay, it's not a problem tashmish either because we made a heter or because maybe there's no iser or whatever our heter was for. And it's not a problem of mitzvah because only hechsher mitzvah or because no problem of mitzvah, whatever. But what are we doing this for? What why does it say boil bilas mitzvah? So we said yesterday the haflah. The haflah said the reason is because we need the chuppah to be a chuppah haru'uya. Libya, if we don't have a bia here, it's not a chuppah libya. We said, first of all, it doesn't mean you don't have to have a bia, you just have to have the option for bia. And second of all, is that called a chuppah she'ein ruya libya because there's a zaitiger reason why you can't because there's avelos? I don't know if that's necessarily going to disturb the chuppah ruya libya. So we'd like to suggest another answer. If you look in Rashi, Lachoira in Rashi, we see perhaps a different mahalach. Rashi says, Rashi Dibar Maschel, Upairish, the top of Daf Dalet Amud Aleph. It says he's boil bilas mitzvah upairish. V'yikbru es ha-meis miyad. You have to bury the mace immediately. D'kivon shechal olav chasana havi legabe keregel. Lo asya velas v'chayel v'noyeg shivas yamei ha-mishta. Rashi says, what does upairish mean? V'yikbru es ha-meis miyad. Bury the mace immediately. So it's like, it sounds like we're kind of waiting for the B'ez Mitzvah, immediately after the B'ez Mitzvah, right away. Why? Because the Chayr Rashi is saying, because you can't hold the mace, you have to bury him as soon as possible. Bury him immediately. Miyad. So then what do we need the B'ez for? T'kivan shechala alav chasana, hava legavei keregel. What does Rashi seem to say? Says the Shita Mekubetzes. When is it chala alav chasana? When is the chasana considered to be that it's here, the chasana, that you've got it? Only after the bia. Once there's a bia, then yikbrus omiyad, kivishachal of chasana. I got the chasanas in place. The chasanas, the chuppah and the bia. And beautiful, I saw brought down Rashi later on. If you take a look, Rashi, on Daf Mem Chesamid Beis, Rabbi said, if you look at the bottom Rashi on Daf Mem Chesamid Beis, right, he's going on the Gemara. The Gemara says, the bottom Rashi, Mechesam Ilema Nesua Mamish. If we're talking about a Nesua Mamish, what does it mean, Nesua Mamish? It's a literal translation. A real marriage, like a Mamish marriage, says Rashi. See that Rashi? The bottom of Memches Amud Beis. Shenichneso lechupa v'nivola. What does Rashi say? What's a nesua mamish? What's a full-blown nesua?
With bia as well.
Chupa doesn't do it. You're not finished. With chupa, you're not finished. When are you finished being a nesua? With a bia.
Yesterday.
What? Where are you? Okay, we'll see. Maybe we can meditate here. So we'll see. Akopanim. So that's the chor of the pshat of Rashi by us also. The reason why you need bias mitzvah is because if you don't have bias mitzvah, then it's not chal of chasana.
What's the result of that?
Well, so in other words, the Hagos Maimini says the following thing. What would be if the following case? Harisha, pitoy avoy, tivchoy tavuach, yeinoy mazug, umeit ovi shel chosni, ima shel kala. Machnitzen adem eis lecheder, ves hachosni eis lekala lechupa. And then they buried him. What would you do? They forgot to do the bia. You have to do avelos. That's what the Megillah says, you have to do avelos. This bia is critical. You need the bia or else I can't do it. It's not chalal of chasana. The bia is necessary. Not only that, but why is it called bia mitzvah? What mitzvah are you being mekayim? Nisuin. You become. This makes you a nesua mamish. What? Okay, it's a machloek. Is it a mitzvah or not? But this is a chelik of the nisuin mamish. That's why this is the gemar hanisuin. The chayra is like kumtois according to Rashi. Now, Toisvis, on the other hand, entertains a hava amina in Toisvis that the bia happens after the kavua. It doesn't say anywhere here when you're klaver, actually. It doesn't say anywhere in the Gemara. It says, Machnisen es achosin zakal lechupa, uboil bilas mitzvah upairish. It doesn't say when do you bury him. So Rashi says uparish v'yikris ames miad after the via. So he says entertains maybe really the kfur happens before the via. Who said? Maybe the kfur happens before the via. What?
Then you can have the bia.
Oh, so Tosis says you can still have the bia afterwards. Maybe. Tosis, this is in a Hanami, but Tosis entertains this. What do I see from the fact that Tosis is entertaining that the bia happens after the chuppah, after the kfura?
It's not integral.
What would be according to Tosis if you did the chuppah and then you buried him? Can you continue with your Shidazimah Mishta? Yes, you can. So why are you doing Boil Bilas Mitzvah over here? The Chayyur Tosis is going to hold in a Hanami. Really, this is just a Rishus. This is a Rishus. We're allowing you to do Bias Mitzvah. We're not saying that you have to do Bias Mitzvah. We're Matir. We saw, Rabbi Isai, we mentioned the following thing. We asked the question, the Chayyur, Tashmish Amita is usher to an Einin. We said two answers. Tashmita. One answer is, we asked the question, B'chor it's Asr because Tashmita. We said, one answer is that he's not an Oinen because it's Nisayish Mila Kovroi. It's Kilo like you're not bearing right now. The answer is, Enachanami, it should be Asr, but we were Matir, Bias Mitzvah, we were Matir. L'chor, that's going to be Machoik, it's Rashi and Tosfos. I'll explain to you how. According to Rashi, the moment that we are Machnas the Chosen Kal to the Chuppah, are we ready to bury now? No. Why not?
Yeah.
You need a bia. So right now, can we bury?
No.
That's called nisayish mi l'kayvroi. You can't be kayvur him now, because you need a bia. So therefore, I'm allowed to do a bia. As common as you're telling me that something else has to happen. But according to Tosfos, in theory, if we would bury him now, would we still be able to do?
Yes.
Yes. So is it nisayish mi l'kayvroi?
No.
So what's the hetter to do the bia now? You can't say it's Nisayish Mila Kovroi unless if you need the Bia, so then the Bia is stopping the Kvura. But if nothing's stopping the Kvura, so Tosfos says, Enachanami. The Vort is that we allow you to do the Bia. You don't have to. It's a Heter. It's a special Heter, even though you're an Einin. Even though you're an Einin, we're going to be Matir. Why? Bias Mitzvah Shaini. Nafgamina would be as follows, my friends. Here goes. What's the din? If the mother of the chassan, figure out how to do this exactly, might depend on. Yeah. Okay, it's going to be a little hard. It's hard to make the hechtimsa so much, but what happens if the mother of the chassan dies? While he's an einin, is he allowed to do bia? It's a little bit of a complicated case. It's depending on some of the things we're saying later. But the mother of the chassan dies. The chayyur's going to be a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. According to Tosfos, we're matir bias mitzvah. It has nothing to do with the chuppah, not the chuppah. We're matir bias mitzvah. So bias mitzvah is mutter. I mean, we're giving an exception. According to Rashi, the only reason why it's mutter is because we're going to do the avelos first. We're going to do the chuppah first. In this case, you're not going to do the chuppah first. So you can't be matir. The chayra, that's going to come out to be a machalikas over here between Rashi and Tosfos. I'll call upon him. Yeah. So what do we say? Let's see Tosfos. Tosfos says, Ubayo bilas mitzvah upayrish. Says Tosfos. Koidem sheyikbar hames. The bila happens before you bury him. I said Tosfos is a havamin. It happens that you're klaver first. This is that's not the pshat. The truth is boil bila smitzvah parish koidem sheyikbar hames. First the bila, then the kvura. Aval la'achar sheyikbar loy. After you already bury him, you're not going to do the bila. Not that I know that for sure. Tosfos is going to say I'll prove it from you somewhere else. Kidaim rinon b'samuch. I've arrived from a different Gemara. In our Gemara, I could have said that maybe that first you're klaver and then you do the bia. But I have a different raya. Kin aminim besamach dvarim shel tzina noyig. Because we know that the dvarim shel tzina are noyig, therefore you can't be boil once you bury the mace. V'dayik lamidik tonikol oysen ha'yamim hu yashim ben anoshim. And they're medayik it from the later on in the bright in the brisa. Umi reisha dehacha loy have matzila medak. Here it is. Taisa says from our reisha you couldn't be medayik anything. Why? The davka kisha meis bechedu hu de shari bilas mitzvah de matzila dechuye de boy bilas mitzvah hainu afil la acher shechal alav avelos. Says Taisa, I could have said that maybe boy bilas mitzvah means after the avelos. So who said it happens before? Maybe it happens afterwards. Point to Rashi. You can't even have such a chavim. The whole point, the only way this is working, is because the bia happens beforehand. Have a klasha l'rashba. Am I loy daik midiktani parish? It says parish mechalal denoyik dvarim shabbat tina b'dol hitra elabias mitzvah dafka. It says parish. Why don't you learn from there? Amari the havi mati lemeimer parish mishum dam b'sulim. We don't know why you're parish. Is it mishum? The avelus shum dam psulim. Can I mean a perik tonight? This avol, but who yashem and anashim dig shaper davim mishum avelus? Do you mishum need this? Given the ball ishto yishani ima, like we said later on. For the cholois and ayam mashma the kulu avichad taima and mishum avelus. The hashto mekilin tve baaninus midiraisim va mid avelus midirabanan midhavi anilus sandal atifas aroish kfifas hamitas tesis. We end up being more makel on aninus than we are on we're going to be on avelus because on aninus. Why are we allowing it the Bien and Avelos? We're not. According to Rashi, that's not Akasha. Because we just want Chal Chasana first. It's not a question of we're more Mekel over here. Once you Kaiver, so then it's already Chal Avelos before it's Chal Chasana. But if it's during the Aninus, we're going to do Chal Chasana before it's Chal. Al Koponim. This is Tosis. The next Tosis, Tosis, Bro Bilas Mitzvah. Kari La Bilas Mitzvah. Tosis is bothered. Why are you calling it Bias Mitzvah? According to Rashi, it's not Shver. Why is it called Bias Mitzvah? The mitzvah is the chasana. This doesn't learn that way. Leshitasai. Mishum dechsiv ki boi laach asayach v'armino and anisha koreses bris. El misha oisa isakli v'aydei kach midbak lo v'ubayin lidei piri v'rivyo. V'chikor lebilo rishayna bilas mitzvah. Enach anam, even though you're not going to actually have any children in the bir rishayna. But the bir rishayna is going to create a stronger bond between husband and wife. The stronger the bond between husband and wife. So then the more they're going to have children, it's only a hechsher mitzvah. That's why it's called Bias Mitzvah, because it's a Hechsher Mitzvah. It's not a Mitzvah Mamish. Strange Lashon. It's not a Bias Mitzvah. I mean, especially according to the Pshat that we said, that it's only because Hechsher Mitzvah that it's Mutter. You're calling it a Bias Mitzvah. It's not. It's only a Hechsher Mitzvah. And if it would have been a Mitzvah, it would be Aser. Kapanim, this is Tachis. Okay. Avoisai. The big Avoida here in the Sugya that we have is the Shitas Harif. Shitas Harif and the Machlokes Rishonim. This is a big avoid in the sugya. Our Gemara says clearly that the only time we're going to push off the chasana is if it's Aviv Shel Chasan or Ima Shel Kala. What about if you don't have that? Ipcha, you don't have that. What happens if you have the Imay Shel Chasan? What do you do? Imay Shel, what do you do? So, the chayra, in that case, you push off the wedding. However, Shitas Harif is very different. And the Shitas Harif is a pella. If it's Ima Shel Chasan, says the Rif, you know what you do? The Rush brings the Rif. What we do is, they do the chuppah, they do the bia, then they do Avelos, and then they do Shivas Yimei Mishnah. Pella. This is a Pella, I think, primarily for two reasons. Why and what? According to the Rif, what we do is, you do the Chuppah, you do the Bia, then you do the Shivas Yimei Avelos, and then you do the Shivas Yimei Mishnah. First question is, why are you doing the Chuppah for? Why are we doing the chuppah? What's the point? We're going to push off. There's a person here who is waiting to be buried. What should you do? Bury him right away. LMI, but we don't want to mess up. But we're going to mess it up anyway because the avil is happening afterwards. The mission is happening afterwards. So that's one question the Rush asks. The other question is, I don't get it. If you already did the chuppah, before, I don't know how you could do the chuppah, but if you did the chuppah before, what should come first? The mishteh. Shivas Yimei HaMishteh. So, how did this happen, b'chlal? that we're saying that in this type of situation, we're going to do the chuppah, the bia, then the avelos. How did the avelos come first? Rashi said that once you do the chuppah and the bia, what happens? Chalal of chasana. Once it's chalal of chasana, so you can't have avelos. What's the din if a person's during Sheva Brachas? You finish the Sheva Brachas. So over here, they did the chuppah, they did the bia, they're in the middle of Sheva Brachas. They only buried him afterwards. So how did this happen exactly? The Chura, this is going to be a major machlokes here, and it's going to be telling in the following Shaila. Everybody said, we said there are two different components that are going to make this, that are going to be necessary for us to do the chuppah early. One is that has to be tivchoy tavuach v'yeinoy mazug v'pitoy afui. The other one, it has to be aviv shel chasan or ima shel kala. Two things. So are they, is it like, if you have neither one of them, then it's like nothing? Or does each one give us a different component to what happens? In other words, maybe it's not just two, just the two of them together, but each one has gives something to allow this dechia to happen. If I only have one, I have half of a dechia. If I have only the other one, I would only have the other half. The two together create an entire dechia, or it's just this is all part of the, you know, this is what you need to have. Seems like perhaps we can understand that according to what the Rif is saying, being that it's pitoy afui and tivcha tevuach yeno mazuk, we've already have something that we there's something here, not enough that we're going to do the avelos first. That's only if it's meis imashal kala avshal chasim for some reason. We have to know what the nafka mina. What are these two different nakudas? That's what we're going to continue with Beis Hashem hopefully on Sunday. And we're going to start with, we have to see inside the rush. The rush is a very important nakuda here. That's the main sugya. So Beis Hashem B'li Neder, Sunday we're going to do the rush and we'll finish the sugya then. I'd like to leave with a thought on this week's parasha. You're speaking, Frederick? I would like to once again encourage the Olam to join us tonight. First of all, for the call-a-thon, and also afterwards, Jesse Green is going to be coming with making a whole matzah for us, which is very nice of him. And I think that everyone will enjoy very much. Downstairs.
Your service downstairs.
Pasuk says, Yaakov tells Yosef, go check on your brothers and go check on the tzoin. Check on the cattle. See how everyone's doing. The Medrash says that Yosef was was obligated to go because he had to have a korsa toiv to the tzoin. Tzoin, which has given them clothing from their wool and milk and cheese. So he had to have a korsa toiv to the tzoin. Reb Chaim Shmulevitz was bothered by the question that the tzoin didn't have any interest in helping him. The tzoin didn't, this wasn't like, the tzoin wasn't being super nice. Well, of course, a toiv is when someone does something nice to you. This was like, the tzoin has no intelligence. And then they didn't plan on doing anything. Where does a course of toiv come? And he says, a major yusoid in a course of toiv. The yusoid basically is, a course of toiv is not about the other person, it's about you. We think a course of toiv, if someone's nice, so then you have to be nice back. It's about us. Hakar Satoiv is a din in the person that gives the Hakar Satoiv. So even if even what you're giving Hakar Satoiv doesn't even know. Moshe Rabbeinu wouldn't do the Makkah of Dam and Tzvardeya because of the Yar. He had to be nice to the Yar. The Yar, what does that mean? It doesn't mean anything. It's because it's not about the person you're giving the Hakar Satoiv. It's about us. It's about us being grateful people. If you're and a person creates an environment of gratefulness, even if the one that you're being grateful to doesn't have any awareness or any benefit or anything from it, but it's me recognizing that I have to be thankful. It's Yadua, Bisrael Zev Gustman, who was a Rosh Hashiva, so he didn't walk on grass. And someone asked him why he never walks on grass. He said because when I was during the war, he was escaped into the forest. And he ate grass. That's what he survived on. So grass kept me alive. I'm going to step on grass. Can't step on grass. You see that a person can have a midah v'akoras ha-toiv, which is, I mean, it's not the same grass. It's not like I stepped on that grass or this grass. And not like the grass really feels it or cares or anything. You know, it's about me. It's about me being a grateful person, remembering, being thankful. A person who's cultivating an environment of that, an appreciation for things that happen to him. So then that is something that changes the entire behavior of a person. And he's thankful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's thankful to his parents and to all those that are helpful to him. And this is, I think, what Yaakov was trying to instill into Yosef. Lech no shloim atzoin. Go check on the cattle. You have to be thankful to the cattle. And be thankful for everything. Okay, my friends. Good job.